Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're live here. We're checking out Dragon Age. I have a co-host, Paris. What's up, Paris?
Hey, what's up, man?
Good, man. Brittany's probably going to be joining us in a few minutes from What's Good Games. She's still playing.
She's still struggling in the tutorial. Yes, she is.
No, but yo, Paris, it's been a great, great day. Actually, yeah. We were here since 9 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and right now it's like almost 4 o'clock. Actually, 5, right? That's when we're going to be stopping.
Yeah, it's almost 5. Yeah.
That's a lot of content that we recorded and also that we got to experience. Mm-hmm. Have you ever experienced that before from any other game, that amount of hours?
Yeah, I'm trying to think where we just, believe it or not, and we're in the same venue. Anthem. It was the same location.
That's crazy.
Same thing where we just all day got to play it and capture.
Yeah, I was actually here. I was here for Immortals of Avium.
Yeah.
Same venue.
Yeah, too.
Yeah. That's cool, man. So your thoughts, man? Like, I know this is your first time playing Dragon Age. I played Dragon Age.
Yeah, I think, like, my perspective is I've never played Dragon Age before. I know it's been super popular. People love it. People are very excited about this. Getting to see that 45-minute presentation of Summer Game Fest piqued my interest. So to now get to sit here and have this extended time playing it, like, we essentially went through like the opening tutorial of it. Then they kind of fast forwarded us into a couple other different mission scenarios we got to do. Like, and when you get to those higher levels and you got the different abilities and now you got your companions with all their abilities and the classes, it gets intense. Some of the combat in it. And I was really probably about halfway through the day, really starting to understand how to do the combat and everything. A lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with this.
I know we started from scratch. We created a character. What was your class?
I started with Warrior.
Warrior, yeah. For me, Mage.
Yeah.
The whole time I was playing Mage.
And I switched to Mage halfway through.
So what you think? Mage, Warrior?
I like Warrior better.
Yeah, okay.
I did. I mean, I got the digging with Mage, and that's more of a range character and obviously the stuff you can do. But I kind of love the hand-to-hand combat
close combat.
Abilities that the Warrior had, yeah.
Yeah, and so the character creation. I was there for a while, but I noticed there was a lot of people that were there for like a good 30, 40
minutes. Well, remember,
they
warned us. Hey, don't take any more than 30 minutes in there because you're going to run out of time. And I think me and you were very similar. I started and I was like, you know what? I ain't going to have this character. Screw it. I'm just going in and start playing. But even I spent probably about a good 10, 15 minutes in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, you could get pretty nuts with what you want to do. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, one thing I was doing is like, okay, let me get somebody that has like short hair or bald.
Yeah.
There was none. Everybody had like a lot of, all the characters I seen was like a lot of hair.
Yeah.
I got a nice little beard.
Yeah, I saw that.
But
then
when we stopped at a section and we had to load for like another mission, my character was gone. But it was fun checking out the character creation. I think a lot of people are going to take their time once this goes like...
Oh, yeah, when you get in at home. Just take your time and really make your character whatever you want.
No, but overall, I loved it, man. I noticed also we started from zero, level one, and then the mission after that was level 15. I'm noticing now I'm getting new abilities, new powers that wasn't there before. Then we went to like level 30. Yeah. I was like, bro.
Yeah, that's when it opened up, yeah.
But the enemies got really, really challenging. Like, there was one mission, I'm like, I was sweating. I'm like, okay, this is tough. But also, I was talking with one of the developers. He was also saying, you're playing normal difficulty. Try out
Nightmare. Yeah.
So when you try out Nightmare, like, usually when you play normal, you could, like, switch difficulty. You could put, like, harder difficulty on that stuff. But when you switch to Nightmare, it warns you. You can't change it. You'll stay stuck in there the whole time with that. Are you going to try the Nightmare at all?
Yeah, I could see me. Because, you know, when we did the interview, that's why I was asking about replayability and different classes. And you'll be able to respec on the fly if you want while you're playing your skills. But, yeah, just for the challenge, I could definitely see me going up to that.
Yeah, honestly, I've been having a great time, man. Like, it's been a while that I played Dragon Age. It's been a long time. And I know the last game, I was kind of like, it was open world. Didn't really like that the direction was going, but I'm really enjoying this game, bro. Like, I love the design, love the music. I just love also, like, the background, a lot of animation happening.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? And this, I'm going to go way back, old school. The first time seeing Halo 2, the presentation, that had an E3, that you see, like, those background movements and stuff. Like, it reminded me of that, watching that for the first time. And it felt really, really good seeing, like, just experiencing that, man. It felt, like, very epic. And it was really, really cool, man. I'm really enjoying the game, man. I can't wait to play the full version of it.
Yeah, oh yeah. October 31st, full version comes out. So, I mean, hey, you can tell this is a pretty beefy RPG. There's going to be a lot to do. Story, I mean, they move this back and forth, but it seems like there's something really interesting going on with the story. Technical-wise, it is Frostbite BioWare is using, which EA uses for a lot of their games. I mean, this is a preview. Nothing's going to be perfect, but, I mean, for the most part, seemed to play pretty well. Didn't have too much. We're playing on PC, you know. Just, you know, for full disclosure on that. But, yeah, it was good.
I'm happy this is also Steam Deck verified.
Yeah.
And also, for those that have a Steam Deck, I know they announced this a while back where there is no EA application. You could just go straight to the game
from Steam. Go play.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a great choice to do that, man, because sometimes it will be a mission just to play, like, a game like Apex or something like that. So,
I think BioWare, just, again, on the technical real quick, I mean, very polished. So I think people should go in expecting a pretty good experience with.
Now, my question to you, your companions, which one was like your choice that you were like, okay, I like this one. Was there any?
Okay, I don't remember the names, but actually, if I cheat, Lucanus, because he's almost like a vampire.
Lucanus was dope.
Yeah, I like him.
He had
then,
a crazy a little attitude there.
And excuse me when I say this, the black dude, and he had all the fire stuff. The griffin.
You know what? I was about to say the same thing, and I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
So thank you for saying who it is. I
said it, okay.
There was another one, too, that I think, oh, my God, what's her name? I'm probably going to ask Brittany, because she knows more about Dragon Age than us. But the one that had, like, the arrow, because she's long range, and I think she was also good at also, like, she will heal me whenever.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wanted to always make sure I had someone that had a healing ability as well, so because that came in handy. Even though you can pick up healing potions and stuff, you know, throughout the gameplay, it was very handy to have that in certain encounters.
Now, for me, when I use the power of, like, both sticks, or you press the both sticks, I had this ability later in the game where it does, like, this black ball, and it will suck all the enemies in. Was it similar for Warrior, or was
no? The Warrior, she had a pretty dope one where it was almost like kind of like Thanos in Endgame, where he was like rain fire and then it's all shooting everything down. So all of a sudden all these arrows just boom, 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 start coming raining down. That was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah. What other abilities could, man? Yeah, I wish I could have tried warrior, because now I've been thinking, damn, it's a lot of difference now between.
That's what I mean. There's a lot of with those abilities. So you have like those different abilities. So like with the warrior, I had one where she had like this kick ability where she knocks the dude back, and then the other one where she would like drop these fire bombs down and it would set off a burn mechanic on there. That was coming in clutch towards the end with all them crazy ones, you know, was really doing a lot of damage on them. Yeah, and then she had like this flaming spear as well that she would throw, and then it was almost like Mortal Kombat Scorpion, pull them close to you. So yeah, it was dope.
Now, you play a lot of RPGs.
Yeah, yeah.
What you think of the design being like this instead of open world in your opinion?
I'm good with it. I mean, open world clearly has its place. I'm not against open world RPGs at all, but don't just be open world just to be open world. Like, I like that this, you kind of had freedom to do what you want in those zones. But it wasn't just, oh, I'm lost, I don't know where I'm going, the next thing. So I like that it was mission structured that way. So it was good.
Now, my other question for you, as a new person trying out Dragon Age for the first time.
I was impressed. I really, again, I'm coming into this brand new, no allegiances, no judgments. I'm literally playing it for the first time. I have nothing to compare it to with the previous Dragon Age game. It was good. This is a solid RPG from what I played so far.
That's good. Yeah, I'm wondering now. We were here for a long, long time. I'm wondering how many hours.
See, that's what I'm saying. Clearly, there's a lot to do. I mean, think about it. We essentially played, like you said, from 9 to almost 5, what, probably 30-minute break the whole time? And we really didn't do anything.
And honestly, there was also, like, side stuff that we could have done if we want, and
I was skipping because I was like, oh, I'm gonna just go. Yeah,
but I also did this. I went back just to see the journal to see how many quests, and yo, there was a lot of side quests available. I'm like,
yeah, because oh, like, yeah, that was the other thing, like you would pick up quests along the way, and I just kept going on the main stuff.
Yeah. I don't know the Brittany, if she's still in the tutorial.
Yeah, she might. Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. Anything else, Paris? Anything else from
No, I will just say to people watching this, listening to this, you know, the hype seems pretty real with Dragon Age. I was impressed with this. Like I said, it's coming out October 31st, PC, Xbox, PlayStation, all that. Definitely, if you're a fan of Dragon Age, definitely go pick it up from what I've played. If you're like me and new to it, obviously see what other people got to say about it when the final reviews come out. But so far, so good. I think it seems like a solid RPG.
You know, it's been a while that we got to see, you know, EA releasing a AAA game like this. It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
it
a
has
good
been.
AAA game. It's been a while. Because, you know, we had a couple remakes. It was like, what, Dead Space? What was the last?
Wait, was it Anthem? Am I tripping?
No, wait. Was it?
It might have been Anthem.
No, there's no way.
I think it was Anthem. I mean,
no,
you had
to good. That's
not no. I'm just thinking them big new franchise AAA RPG. Anthem. I mean, they obviously did Immortals of Avian last year, but that was a new thing. But even that wasn't an EA studio. That was like EA Originals almost.
Second.
Yeah. I think it's Anthem, dude. Because I mean, Battlefield 2042. That'd be the other thing.
Holy smokes! What
and that was 2021.
Jedi Survivor.
There you go. That's Jedi EA. Yeah. Jedi Survivor. Yeah, there you go.
But overall, I really enjoyed this game. I really loved the presentation they had during Summer Game Fest. I said it was the game of the show, in my opinion. Do you think? Well, you never got to see it at E3, right? Oh yeah, at Summer Game Fest.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. I sat in that 45-minute demo.
Do you think that was your game of the show for you, or you probably had a different game?
No, I.
Okay, it's all good. Just asking. All right, Paris. Anything else?
No, I think that's it, man.
All right. Hopefully, Brittany will join us in a few minutes here.
Well, but, she's still in tutorial.
All right, Paris. All right, later.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So So, Brittany, I know you're a huge Dragon Age fan.
Yes.
Your thoughts of the new game? I know we got to play from like 9 to 5.
Yeah. I'm still processing everything, honestly, because that was just so much to take in. And it's so hard when you have a game that's this massive and this is only the first act to try to, like, gather your thoughts when you get to see all that we saw. But so far, I will say this is my wet dream. I got to see places that I've never been able to go to before. We went to Treviso. We saw Amenrathis. We got to go to the Grey Warden Fortress and really get a feel of what those settings are going to look like. In my perfect world, Danny, I would have all day to go through every location piece by piece. And this is why your co-host, Paris, finished the demo so quickly. It's because he doesn't know how to appreciate art.
You like to take your time.
I take my time. I appreciate all the little details and all the little intricacies. I'm not basic like some people are, you see.
See, originally I was going to have you, like us three, but they were beefing a lot. I had to, like, separate.
We have to be separated because we're children.
Yeah, you're children, yeah.
But yeah, like, even just going through the codex entries and the glossary and seeing some characters and hearing about some characters, it has me so excited because this is just a preview, obviously, for what the final product will look like. And really expanding on the lore that is the Dragon Age universe, because it's freaking massive. And I'm so curious to know how everything is going to tie together and also what new plot points are going to be born from this game. So much possibility.
What was the thing that surprised you the most as a hardcore fan of Dragon Age for you?
Surprised me the most? You know, honestly, I think I'm just kind of in awe of how good it looks and how good the combat feels. You know, I think I don't have any worries really when it comes to like the foundation of the game, because it is Dragon Age is what Dragon Age is. But the combat felt really, really good. And if you look at the evolution of combat from Origins to 2 to Inquisition, this is something completely different. And it played really well. Who would you play as? What class?
I played as Mage.
Okay, so I did Warrior, which is tried and true. Something a game can fall into an issue when you're a warrior is just like press X to hack and slash, you know. But this isn't that. You have your light attack, you have your shield, you can raise, you can throw your shield, which is really freaking cool. And then you had all of your other abilities, and some of them were even, I at some point had fireballs, and I don't know how that happened. So the combat felt really good, and there was this really intense battle towards the end of the demo today, and I know you played through it too, but it felt like that was me, and I felt like I was actually in control, like beating up on all these darkspawn, because the combat just felt so visceral. I think that is probably the biggest evolution that I saw today.
Yeah. I just love the, it felt very epic. Like,
yeah,
that last battle
was a good word for it.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Now, you picked as a warrior, as a class, faction-wise.
Grey Wardens.
Okay, see, I picked the Shadow Drag.
So that's something new-ish that I'm not super familiar with.
I can't remember why. It was something about, like, helping the people, or I gotta look back. I can't remember. Yeah, I mean, that's why. Well, I'm not gonna mention what we saved later on, but you're gonna probably see a clip of it. Be careful. Thank you. Now, very quick. Your companions. Which one was like your favorite companions that you picked?
Okay.
I know we changed a couple.
Yeah. Probably Harding. I liked her because she's a range and she can heal, which was like really, really clutch, especially in some of those more epic battles that you were describing. Harding and Davern were my favorite.
Awesome. Yeah. And let's say Paris is first time playing. Well, it's his first time playing. I know there's going to be a lot of new people that are going to try this game for the first time. What is it about Dragon Age compared to like other RPGs that stands out a lot? Like,
for me, it's just those tried and true BioWare companions. It's the narrative, it's the story, it's the lore behind everything, and it's the banter between the characters, and you feel like you're going on this adventure with some of your best friends, and the choice and the consequence. Are you accidentally going to kick people out? Are they going to stay with you? Are they going to betray you? It's just me. It's like the journey is the journey, but it's going along with it with your companions that I think I'm the most excited about. That's really important.
And you know, I'm happy that it's going to be on Steam Deck.
Yeah, I know your wife is also very excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah.
Anything else that you would like to talk about, like a Dragon Age, you know, before we wrap it up? Anything else?
Get really excited. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
It's looking like it's going to be really good.
Do you think this is going to be your game of the year so far, I think? Based on what you have played so far?
Based off of what I've played so far, I think it's a contender. But see, it has to go up against like a Dragon Age.
Yeah, I think I said.
And that's going to be a real hard
one.
That's going to be a really hard one. But it's definitely, yeah, there's potential.
Cool. Brandy, I know we were going to wrap it up. What's Good Games is the final show is the
September 27th.
27th.
Yes.
So what's next for you?
I'm going to just keep doing stuff that I love like this. Like I love talking about Dragon Age and I love talking about all my other little RPGs and Resident Evil and Yakuza and Like a Dragon. So just honestly focusing on the stuff that I love and the IP that I'm passionate about. I'm still making content. Everyone's like, oh, are you going somewhere? It's like, I'm not going anywhere. I love games.
All right. Well, make sure to follow Brittany. Brittany, one of my two your...
At Blonde Nerd.
There you
That's
go.
That's me.
All right. But thanks, Brittany.
Yep.
Yay.
Cool. I'm Matt Rhodes and I'm the art director on the Veilguard.
And I'm Francois Chaput, and I'm the missions and level design director on the Veilguard.
Yeah, first of all, I'm loving the design of the game and everything. Yeah, actually, too, it plays very, very fast, too. I love the controls and everything. So tell us a little bit about like how you guys came up with the design for like this game, for, like new levels and stuff, compared to like the previous projects and stuff, like, you know, and the changes we're going to get to see, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So great question. One of the things I love talking about the most on this game is, first of all, it's very obvious that it's been a long time coming. We've been thinking about it for a long time, but what we've really tried to focus on was have a version of this game ready and evaluatable by the whole team. So be it from storyboards that represent the entire story and the choices that players can click through, and we can all give each other feedback, going all the way back to, you know, about a year and a half ago when I was able to start and finish my first playthrough of the game in engine. So one key thing there was giving each other a lot of feedback and being very honest and critical about it. And it's gone through so many iterations.
Yeah, it's been like far, far earlier than ever before. Like there's just been this level of intentionality where we just got it up on its feet, even if it was rough, but like beginning to end playthrough way, way earlier. And then that's been awesome to be able to then, like iterate, expose, like get feedback. And then also invite more, even more of the team to understand the context of what's going on. So it's like, whether it's combat levels, like any aspect of it, whatever you're building, you have an understanding of where your role fits into the bigger picture, which then opens things up for like improv. It's like people have skills that they wouldn't use unless, you know, they knew they had the opportunity. And so it's been really cool to then this game, more than, I mean, I'd say probably any that I've been on before, and I've had some great experiences. It's even more of a byproduct of the team that has been building it. It's like, it's really an expression. Only this team could have built this game, basically.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So I am brand new to Dragon Age. I've never played a Dragon Age game before. Yes. I understand the excitement that a lot of people in this room have for it and the appeal and the, you know, coming back now with Veilguard. So keeping this from an art perspective, obviously playing through what I've seen so far, very beautiful game, visually stunning, love it. So talk about some of the inspirations that you have, like what immediately is coming to my mind, obviously is Lord of the Rings, House of the Dragon, things like right. that. But what were some of the inspirations for that?
Well, absolutely. So one of the things that I'm a firm believer in, like I've been able to work on every Dragon Age game in the series so far. So I've seen how it's developed over time. There's a very clear ongoing narrative that we're still excited to continue telling. And that's been really great. From an art direction standpoint, I'm a huge fan of fantasy stuff. I love all of these stories and consuming them, and they're awesome. But I'm also a believer in art that doesn't support it. Like the art has to support the story and the gameplay and all of that stuff. Otherwise, it's kind of useless. Like you could design the prettiest or the craziest creature imaginable, but if it's not fun to play, you haven't really done much. So it's like, it's always trying to design what's right to tell that the story you're given. And so for us, we're a continuation of the story that took place in Inquisition and continues on. We're going off the map. So it's like, rather than here's a new version of what you've seen before, it's taking hints and only like whispers of different locations that, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we got to see this? And we're actually going there this time, which is like, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, for people who are brand new to it, it's like, this looks really cool. But for people who have been with us, you know, throughout the series, they should show up in these places and be like, oh, we're finally here. And like, I know where that comes from. I recognize that, well, we get to go, you know, and like, there should be that sense of like, this is very much the world that like they were expecting but still filled with surprises and things around every turn. So it's very much based on like trying to honor what's come before and make sure we're a continuation. But then, you know, with every project, we learn stuff, we want to try new stuff. And so it's just a constant negotiation with the team, with the stories that the writers want to tell, the gameplay that gameplay wants to work on. And so, yeah.
I know the last game, it was open world, am I correct?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This one is not like that, but I felt like I like the design for this one a lot better. I feel like sometimes when open worlds is just like too much, you know? But this one, I feel like it's a good amount of space, you know, to walk around, everything like that, to do missions, for like also like battles against enemies. Like, I feel like it's a lot better design-wise, in my opinion, What do you guys in the beginning had an idea of, like, okay, I want this game to be open world? It was always been this plan for this design right now.
Yeah, well, we started with some pillars. What are the things that matter the most to us? And from a world building perspective, first of all, we started with the identity of a Dragon Age game. Core to its DNA is player freedom and agency. So no matter what we do, that's got to stay there. But the second pillar was we really wanted to have focus. And going back to what Matt said, everything we do should be contributing to one of the narratives we're trying to tell. And there's quite a few of them, you know, be it Davern's backstory, his family that you can meet, or the people of Treviso or in Minrathis and the different challenge they're facing. So really focus was the second pillar and bring you to all the areas that are meaningful that we can tell that story. And then you'll see throughout the course of this demo, it opens up a lot more in other areas, but it never goes to full open world. We try to keep you on in different areas where meaningful things to be discovered, fun things to be discovered.
Yeah, I mean, based on conversation I had with my companions, is that also going to open up new areas in the game too? Or
yes,
yeah,
later on, like, they're all narratively paced. So as it goes on, you'll find some opportunities that I'm excited for you all to see. I don't want to spoil them yet. I want it to be a surprise for you as well, for the demo, but the players as well.
He stole my question. I just want to say that because you did two in a row saying that. But sticking on what you're saying, as far as with the companions, again, it's BioWare, so the choices that you make will matter. Excuse me. I even noticed in the demo I've been playing now, you'll have the option of which character to take along with you. How does that affect the moment-to-moment action in the games? Does that open up different scenarios within the gameplay of the level design? And also with the different choices that you make, I see some people will agree, some will disagree. So I would also assume that's going to play off as you get deeper into the game.
Yeah, well, as you're seeing that, we have a very deliberate approach to how we let Rook interact with the companions. And there are quite a few reasons for that. And one of them was it gives us an opportunity, you know, going to what you're mentioning about which companions come with you and where, it gives us an opportunity to give them a personality and how they will interact with the space. So one of the things I like talking about the most that isn't in this demo is we're going to have some one-on-one missions where it's just you and one companion in their neighborhood, seeing their perspective and what they care about. And it's a lot more personal. And we have this opportunity now because they are their own person. They are acting of their own, you know, personality, and it in a way it actually deepens that relationship. So that's one of the things that we're really excited about. But on the opposite end of the spectrum, and you will see this in YSUPT as well later, is sometimes they all come with you and you're just choosing who's beside Rook, but they're all there and they're all contributing, because when the world's about to end, everybody should be contributing. So that was an important thing that we've discovered as an opportunity of this.
Second question. So again, I'm curious, like Danny already mentioned, this is not an open world game, so it does seem, I don't want to necessarily say linear, but seems more structured as you're going beat to beat. There was one encounter I'll leave out of this interview that I already ran into that I found pretty fun, but we're going to see dragons. Clearly there's going to be some big in level bosses that we're going to fight, but are there going to be any random kind of mini boss encounters along the way as we go along?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked. You're the first person to ask me this too, so it gives me a nice opportunity to talk about it. But
I'm excited to hear how you answer.
So we've built a lot of side content, optional content through side quests and stuff like that, and they all are contributing to some some of the areas, narratives and stuff. And there's a particular Mournwatch quest that will have you hunting specific mini bosses throughout the entire world. And it's one of my favorite things to do. I don't want to spoil any more than that, but absolutely, we do have a lot of that once the game opens up.
Which one of all the from the demos that we're playing today, any of the levels that was like the most challenging to design for you and your team, and why?
I want to hear your answer.
I'll answer. I mean, challenging as far as just purely the from two different perspectives. Weishaupt, which you'll see later, was it's the climactic moment of Act One. So it's got to be this huge spectacle. And with that, there's all these levels of complication. There's narrative, there's comment. Like it's one of those moments. And again, where like all the followers or the companions, are present at various stages along the way. But then there's this extra layer where Weishaupt is a place that anyone who's a Dragon Age fan has heard reference to it. Characters have talked about it. It's been in books. It's been in different places. And so there's this extra challenge for us where we want to make sure we're, any details we've put out before, we're hitting so that people get excited to be like, it's just like they said. And then also trying to shoot past that. So it's like, it can't just be like, well, I guess they did it. Yeah, that's fine. Like, it's got to make you stop and go like, at some point, like, whoa, that's, oh man. Like it has to have that spectacle and that scale, which, you know, it's, and points to the team. They did an amazing job. I'm excited for you to play it. There's a couple moments throughout it that's just like, it still hits me as someone who kind of had my own ideas of what it would be, and it's kind of overshot at least those. So hopefully there's at least some players who can say the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, later in this demo, you're going to meet Lucanus. Or have you already met him? Not Lucanus, you haven't met him yet, eh? No, okay. That's coming up. That space is one of my favorites because of the way it came to life, but it's also one of the challenges that I think is worth talking about here is that we got really excited with a lot of our levels and a lot of our opportunities. It's one of the levels we actually had to cut back on a little bit because we were introducing too many concepts, too many cool ideas. We were answering too many questions. And at the end of the day, going back to that focus of just, well, what's the actual narrative of this level? Why is Lucanus here? And why are the points of conflict throughout that sequence of events, why are they happening? Right. So it was trying to come back to that and making sure everything had a purpose and a meaning. But along the way, that we had some really great opportunities, and the team volunteered so many cool things that they were inspired by themselves. I want to spoil everything, but I'm going to try not to. So
now while working on this project, what music you guys were listening to get inspired? Because I love the soundtrack of this game. And I know this came, the music came after everything was like designed and everything. Was there any music that probably like helped you to design the level? Was it going back to the older games, listening to that soundtrack while working on it, or what?
Well, for me, there was a lot of soundtracks from past games for sure. And like from all of BioWare's library, but, yeah, a lot of soundtracks, but a huge variety of other stuff too.
I'm one of those weirdos that like almost entirely just listens to soundtracks. I love instrumental stuff. I love that. So yeah, it was the back catalog of all the great, you know, movie soundtracks and things in the background. That stuff, you just close your eyes and it just, you picture whole scenes, whole landscapes, all that. It's been great. Like there's a, especially, the Ghost in the Darkness soundtrack is one of my all-time favorites. Basically anything by James Newton Howard is like, that's classic, but yeah.
Oh, well then I'm going to make this a multi-part one. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about the create a character, how in-depth that is. So maybe you can kind of lightly touch on that. But again, coming at this from a new player standpoint into Dragon Age, the class I picked was Warrior, and I'm seeing the skill tree and how you're going to be able to spec things out. So my question is, will you be able to respec in the game as you go along? And what is the replayability like as far as using different classes? Is there going to be incentive to want to use different classes when you go back and replay the game?
Yeah, I actually, what's great is, I, even though I'm like probably one of the least qualified to answer this question, I can still answer it, which is, okay. which is good. Yeah, you can, you'll be able to respec. And the amount of times, like both of us have played through so often, that like it's been really fun to just explore how these different paths have gone. And it is to me, it's felt like almost a different game. Every time I do, like you can, yeah, being able to respec, rebuild, try different things. I mean, even just honestly, the Warrior alone has become so much more fun. And like the possibilities of what shape that can take is just like, it's really dramatic. I don't know if you'd have more insightful things being more on the design side.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's getting to the point where every time I create a new character now, which by the way is a rabbit hole that I go down for hours and hours. So that's tough, but I've played every class and I like them all. Rogue is my favorite. But it's to the point where I start designing the characters around the class. I picked that ahead of time, but I want to make sure I touch on the first part of your question, which was about respeccing. And we do allow full respeccing at any time. There's a refund all option, or you can refund manually individual points. And the idea is we don't want you to have to stress about picking the wrong thing and making a mistake. We want you to actually go out and test it. And if you don't like it, you can always go back. And in my own playthroughs, and I've done many full playthroughs, I'm halfway through my fifth playthrough to the end right now. But I've played it more times than that. I've started the game hundreds of times. But the main thing I've learned is I don't get tired of playing a warrior build. I don't get tired of playing a rogue build. I try different things. I start building all these ideas of like, oh, well, now I know what I could do and I want to go back and try it. Once I finally get different gear and stuff. So I find it's actually really helping that replayability, because it just builds possibilities.
Awesome. Slight bonus on that, and then we'll end it right here. So part of creating your character, like you can be a human or an elf or things like that, are there any specific traits to picking one of those characters, for lack of a better term, that you know, can add to your gameplay going through Dragon Age?
Well, it'll definitely impact the narrative of that. And John could do a much better job of talking to that. But we do have, for whichever your origin you pick,
there are some
gameplay differences. There are some lore differences based on if you play a dwarf, for example, you can't be a mage. So we do have a little bit built into that, but mostly it's going to be dialogue opportunities, and they're pretty good. I've been having a lot of fun with the dialogue options.
Well, that's awesome. I appreciate your time, gentlemen. This has been insightful. I'm excited to go back and continue to play to see more of it, but this is fun. I'm looking forward to this coming out on October 31st.
That's right. Yeah. No, thank you so much for your interest and your time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.